Sydney, Sydney, Benjamin, Benjamin, 929957. Today's 4/1/24. This is a 66-year-old gentleman who lives with his family here in Houston. His wife died a year or two ago. He's an avid smoker with an extensive 50-plus pack smoking history. He doesn't drink alcohol, period. He has one child. He's quite frail. He's very debilitated. He suffers from hypertension, COPD, weight loss, and severe weakness, period. Patient uses a cane. Watching him around the his residence demonstrates severe weakness, high risk of fall, and shortness of breath, period. Surgery, he hasn't had any surgeries recently. Family history, mom died of some kind of uterine cancer. Doesn't know much about his father. COVID immunization is up to date, period. Review of system, he used to weigh 200 pounds. He probably weighs 170 at this time. He's quite weak. He's short of breath. He suffers from air hunger. He has a history of hypertension, which he has run out of his medication, period. And he's at a high risk of fall. Allergy, non-medication. He used to be on albuterol, which is he's out of at this time. Taking lisinopril, 20 milligram for his hypertension, which he's also out of at this time, and some kind of anxiety medication, which he has run out and hasn't been able to get to his doctor's office to get prescription filled, period. He appears very frail and very debilitated. His O2 saturation is 77% on room air. His pulse is 110. Respiration is 22. Blood pressure is 190 over 90. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi and rals, coarse breath sounds bilaterally, abdomen, scaphoid, neck, shows mild JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa with anti-lesion patient does demonstrate weight loss and muscle, does demonstrate muscle wasting about the lower extremity. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with severe COPD, O2 saturation 77%, severe air hunger, shortness of breath, right-sided heart failure, and weakness, period. Patient is no longer able to even get to a doctor's office to get his medication refilled and is a high risk of having either an intracranial bleed or a stroke, period. In the paragraph, he's in desperate need of O2, at least 2 liters. Higher O2 would cause his respiratory drive to would cause a demise in his respiratory drive and become catastrophic and maybe catastrophic, period. He would benefit from albuterol nebulizer treatment, and he needs refill of his lisinopril 20 milligram along with some kind of anxiolytic, i.e. clonopin, 0.5 milligram up to 3 times a day, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor, and his family is quite concerned about the fact that he doesn't have much longer to live, period.